We are learning Maseches Ba'Basra and Daf Peites Amud Aleph, and we are beginning technically from the two dots on top, three lines from the top, but the first few lines is a siman. We'll read it. Malkam says in the Mishnah, Malkam Shenogu Lomid Begasa, if the place there they use bigger midos, so you can't use a smaller one. If you use a small one, you can't use a bigger one. And the siman is Eima Einim Vein Goychim Ba'Gadumim Ve'Litro Shloisha Ve'Eser Nefesh Ve'Shkolos Machik Ava Lo'Sash Lo'Yasa. All different Gemaras, Rebbeis is coming up. Tanur Avonim Menayin Shei Moichim B'Mokim She Goychim. There's two ways when you, let's say, you're measuring flour to sell the flour. So you put it into this midah, into this measuring cup, and it has different sizes. But either you make a heaping pot, you fill it up heaping, which the Rashbam actually points out is a third more than what's in there. Or you make it flat, you flatten it out, you top it off the top of this measuring cup, and the flour is not heaping. So in a makom, so in a place where the minig is to be goychim, and here he's in a meichik it, and the Rashbam speaks out, and the guy's meichel, the lekach, the guy who's buying is meichel. So I don't need the heaping, all we need is topped off measuring cup, because I don't care. So you're still not allowed to do that. In a case where the moicher is moicher, he says, you know what, I'm going to give you a heaping cup. You can't do that. It says you always have to have an eifa shlema. And we'll see. We'll speak at the reason in a second. But when the case, let's say, for example, means the guy who's buying it usually gets more, you're not allowed to be moicher. You know he's moicher. The opposite case is a place where the minig is to be meichik, which means you don't get so much, and here he's getting more. And the meichik agrees. The meichik agrees to give him more. You still can't do it. That's what means the meichik. The meichik is giving him more. So that's the need the meichik is mechil in such a case, where he's giving more. So in such a case, it's eifa shlema. Manayin shem oimer hareini meichik mokim chigoychim, velifchas leidam. Similar shayla. How do you know that he's saying to be meichik in a place where they're goydish, and velifchas loy min hadamim? And you'll pay less. You'll give the lekeach a discount. It says, you know, I'm not going to make it a heaping cup, but I'm going to give you a discount. Or I'm going to take more. The lekeach take more. I'll give more money to the meicher. So the first case was the case with the meichel. Here the case where you actually pay more, paying less, where the money stems. Still, she ain't shame aloy. Tamalema eifa shlema b'tzedek yilach. Now, what's taka the reason why? Okay, we're saying it's from learning from a pasuk, but obviously it's not a mafurish pasuk. What's the reason? So Rashbam says the reason is because of people, the Kibir HaMois. Because let's say it's a place where the Goydish and how he's Moichel and takes a Moichel. So people will see this, will think this is the Minig. They say, yeah, I saw it, that was the Minig. And they're going to do less. Or the opposite case, where now all of a sudden they're being Goydish. So they're going to say next time, the Lekeach say next time, what do you mean? The Minig is to get more. So therefore, even if you have a right to do it because they're moichel or because you're paying extra money, still you're not allowed to do it. And the Rashbam speaks out, it's possible not talking about the case you're not moichel, because he says that's from the pasuk of sasu ovel, but it says you're not allowed to do anything wrong. You're not allowed to do something that's not fair. Here, even when it's fair, still, since it doesn't look good, and people might learn from that, therefore you cannot do that, they're learning it from the pasuk of eifa shlema and eifa shlema tzedek yilach. Tanu rabbanan. We learned in the Mishnah, there's two ways how when we have a scale, we don't do exactly the same amount by a scale. Either we machriya tafach, which means we make the scale, it's off by a tafach, and therefore the lekech always gets a little bit more. Or even if you do it exactly even, you give him a little extra, 1 out of 100, or by yavish, 1 out of 200, or 1 out of 400, but you give him a little extra. So let's say it's in a place where the machriyin, he's going to do ayin ba'ayin and give him extra. Menayin shem ayin makom shemachriyin. Bei machriyin makom shemayinim. You're going to be machriya and a makom de ma'ayinim or ma'ayinim makom shemachriyin. Ma'ayin means we do it exactly, you give him a little extra on the side. Tamalema evan shlema. Umenayin shem oma. Hareini ma'ayin makom shemachriyin. Believe so domim, I'm going to be ma'ayin makom shemachriyin and give a little less money. Because here, the makom achrim, you get a tefach more. It's a bigger difference. Rai ma'ayin is very little if you give him extra, and I'll pay a little less. I'll give him a discount. Rai machriya makom shmayinim alhois lo adam. Or do machriya, I'll give the makom a little more money. Shein shem lo tamlo evan shleim v'tzadik. Again, here also same reason. There's a shaila here of Ramayas, because someone will maybe see the medida and not know about paying less money or more money. So, like before, so he might not know about that part. You'll just see that this what you're doing, he'll think that's the minig. He doesn't chap what's going on behind the scenes. By mechila, for sure, obviously, but even when you give him money, he doesn't see the money part. He just sees the weighing part, and he's going to think that that this is the new minig, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. Omrav Yehuda Mesura. The pasuk says, lo yilecha bebeisecha, you should not have in your house these different type of measures that are not honest. It says in the pasuk, lo yilecha bebeisecha eifah ve'eifah gdol ektana, lo yilecha bekisecha, in your pocket, evin ve'evin gdol ektana. So these words of beischa v'kischa is extra. When we make a drasha, it says my Zamar says ma tam lo yilo beischa. A person will not have food in his house. You know why? Ma tam mishum eifa v'eifa, because he's not honest with the measures. Lo yilo chav v'kischa, you're not gonna have anything in your wallet, any money. You know why? Ma tam mishum even v'even. Aval even v'shleim, but it said that yiloch. But if you have a honest even and a complete Evan, then Yielach, you'll have Panasa. Evan Shleim Matzelik Yielach, you'll have Panasa if you have Evan Shleim Matzelik Yielach. Mefurish Gemara, and it's a Rashi Yechumash brings down this Gemara, that a school of Panasa is, to be honest, it's a good school of Panasa, like Mefurish and Gemara, it's Mestama better than going to Karastir. I'm not sure, but it's Mestama better. Toner Abanon, Yielacha, so it says in my Mamash school, it says Yielacha, if you're honest, that's the Rishtay. Toner Abanon, Yielacha, Melamich, Mamidim, Agar, Dumim, Lemidois. It says in the pasuk over here that if so, that Yielach is learning is going on Bezdin. Bezdin should make sure that everything is honest. Therefore, Bezdin has to appoint inspectors for the midos. But the Gemara says there's a svara, like Rashbam says, it's a svara. You don't have to appoint inspectors when it comes to price gouging. And the reason is, the Rashbam says, what's a svara? The svara is that it's a free market, and therefore, if someone's overpricing, someone else will come and make the price lower. If he needs money, he'll make the price lower. So you don't have to worry about price gouging so much, because the other guy will make the price lower, and therefore, bring the price to a normal price. That's what he says. You don't have to make inspectors for that. For midos, you have to make inspectors, because if someone, a regular person going to the store has no idea if a midos is honest or not, so you have to put out inspectors to make sure that they inspect the midos. The Benesia, Ukmo, Agadumin, Belemidas, Belesharim. In the Benesia, they appoint inspectors both for prices and for midas. Omelishmulakarna, Poik Tonuluhu. So Shmuel told his Talmud, Karna, go out and teach the Olam that Mamidim Agadumin, Midas, and Mamidim Agadumin, Sharim. That you appoint inspectors for midas, not for Sharim. Not for Sharim. So he told Karna, you don't need this. Nafak, so Karna went out. Dorosh Luhu, he darshin mamidim magadum beilamidim beilasharim. He said that you appoint inspectors. He beilamidim sharim. He announced in shul. So Shmuel told him not to do it. Amalei. So Shmuel told him, Mashmech, what's his name? Karna, a horn. Table Karna bei now. You should have Karen horns coming out of your eyes. Nafkal Karna, Yitaka got a cataract in his eyes for not listening to Shmuel. Now the Rishbam asked that the Gemara says, in Masechta Shabbos, that the reason why he got this is because Rav cursed him and he came to Bavel, the whole story there. So he says both, Hav ha garmalei. Ve'yu kaman sava. Who did Karna hold like? He holds you do appoint inspectors both for Midas and for Sharm. You know why? Because of Ramayim, which means Rashbam is too short to what Ramayim. I mean, either they'll wait until the product uses up and then they'll price gouge, which is not allowed. And therefore the Ramayim, we don't want Ramayim, therefore we want to stop these Ramayim, or these Ramayim will charge more and claim that it's better quality, and which is not true. They put on the better quality on top, and under it they put the junky stuff. So you still need inspectors for this as well. That's what they held. But Shmuel, no, you don't need that. Tanur Rabbanan. Hoy mevakesh memenu litra. You wanted a litra, a certain amount, certain weight of meat. So shoyker loy litra. So you use a weight that's a litra weight. Chatzi litra. If you want to buy a chatzi litra of basa, shoyker loy chatzi litra. Use a weight on the other side of the scale that's a chatzi litra. Revia litra. If it's a quarter litra, shoyker loy revia litra. Then use a quarter litra. So obviously you're thinking the same thing. My kamashlon, what's the chiddush? You think if I buy a meat a half a litra, I should use a litra weight? Doesn't make sense, right? So of course, litra is for litra. Chatzi, what's the chiddush? My kamashlon. That this is the limit. You go a litra, chatzi litra, and a quarter litra. These are the weights you make. So Rashbam has two pshatim, what don't you do? Either pshat is you don't go less than that. Less than that, already you use coins, because if you use a weight, people will get confused between a quarter weight and a less than a quarter weight, and you can steal from people. You can be not honest. Therefore, use matbeos. Once it goes less than a quarter, let you use coins. That's one pshat in the Rashbam. The other pshat in the Rashbam is that you don't use weights that are so close to each other. You don't use a third and a fifth. You go whole, half, and a quarter. You don't go whole, half, a third, a quarter. Okay, it's too close to each other, and then you could be not honest with those weights. Torah Rabbanan. Hoya mevakish ben ashloisha rive litra. Someone needed a 3/4 of a litra of meat. So lo yoyim aloy shkoli shloisha rive litra achas achas. Don't say, okay, we'll do 1/4 at a time. Put on a scale, 1/4 meat with the 1/4. Okay, another 1/4 of meat, another 1/4 meat. Why not? Because when it comes to making a weight, you don't get it exact. This is a response, it's 2 pshatim, but one of the responses tomorrow that you don't get an exact weight when you do a thing. You always have to give a little bit. So if those are 3 times, the meicher will end up losing. So therefore, what do you do? So what you do is, he says, what you do is, el shkol litra, you take a litra, umaniach revia litra on basa, and you put 1/4 litra in the basa, now you have 1/4 litra with the basa, against another litra, and now you have 3/4 of a litra. Now, I just want to speak out, the Rashbam says, maybe we're talking about achra, maybe we're handling it to do achra here. Maybe pshat is, if you do 3 times, you win 3 achras of a tefach, so that's why it's no good. He says, no, that wouldn't be a problem, because it's always proportionate. When a scale is off, so if you do it 3 times, you don't gain anything. It's always proportionate to what you're putting in. Putting a litter on a litter, so you don't lose that there. But stam is an avakasha on this gemara. It's really, actually, my shver's question. And he asked, the lechayram, why can't you just, why have to put a litter with a basa here, 1/4 litter with a basa here, and here a full litter? Why don't you just take 3 of these stones and pile it up? Or a half and a, we have a half also, a half and a quarter on one side. That's the question. So I was thinking maybe because, you know, it doesn't fit. You only fit one weight at a time. But I think the next gemara is really not like that. We'll speak in a second. But it's a good kasha. I don't have really good tariffs to this kasha. Well, I can just pile up 3/4 liters or a half and a quarter on one side and let that work. But come on, that's what the Rashbam says. That's what the Rashbam learns in Gemara, and that's how Gemara says. It should take a litra on one side and a litra on the other. Because there's another pshat from the Rambam, and that's how Shulchan Aruch says, that the reason why you don't do that is because in such a case, he does have a bunch of case, because he might take one off without him realizing it. If you put 3 there, he might take one off. You could do some shtick with it when there's 2 there, something like that. Okay. So to Gemara, right? The Torah Bono, vakish ben es litrim. If you need 10 litrim, lo yoyim lo yishkol achas achas vechriya. Don't take 10 1 litrim and 1 at a time. 1 litre, 1 litre, 1 litre. Because then again, like we said, you always give a little bit, so the meicher will lose. So you don't do it 10 different times, achas achas vechriya. Ella shekel kulam vas achas. Do it all at one time. It's hechra kulam, 1 hechra for everything. So here, do you have a 10 litre? I don't think you have a 10 litre stone. I think you use 10 1 liters, 10 1 litres. So here's a riot, you can pile them all up. So that's why I have the kasha before the stark. But like upon him, this is what we're learning here. Right, Tanur Rabbanan. Now we're going to talk about what a scale looks like. Tanur Rabbanan. So those who have an art scroll, I think they might have a picture there. Tanur Rabbanan. Nefesh Maznayim Teluya Ba'avir Gimel Tvachim. We're talking about here a roof, a ceiling mounted weight, scale. Ceiling mounted scale hangs from the ceiling. Now, the ring that holds the horizontal pole is called a nefesh. So the nefesh was named Tliya Ba'avi Gimel Tvachim. It has to be 3 tvachim from the ceiling. The Gevayim and Arshosh Tvachim has at least above the ground 3 Tvachim. What's the reason? Because when it swings back and forth, it has to have a swing of 3 Tvachim to go all the way up and all the way down. It has to have a swing of 3 Tvachim. Therefore, it has to be room to the ceiling 3 Tvachim and from the ground 3 Tvachim. And the reason why you need it in this size is because the smaller a scale is, the less it works to be exact. So it has to be a little bigger when it comes to big things, because we'll see in the Gemara soon, this is a Maznayim used for heavy things. So it has to be from the ceiling 3 tvachim and off the arch 3 tvachim. V'kono umisna shalosh shneimas tvachim. And the horizontal pole with the strings that hold the cups have to be 12 tefachim. What does that mean? The Rashbam learns that it means the kana is 4 tefachim wide, and each string hangs down 4 tefachim, because there's a certain amount that has to hang down in order to give it the difference, they could feel the difference of weights. The only problem with the Rashbam's pshat is, if it comes out the whole kana is 4 tefachim wide, it comes out that's 2 tefachim to each side. So only could swing 2 tefachim, so why do you 3 tefachim wide? It's a mamzer pel, this Rashbam. The Rebbeinu Gershom learns, it means it's 12 tefachim wide, that's how long the kana is, and each string is 12 tefachim. That's how the Rebbeinu Gershom learns, and it's a little bit more mustaver, the gavit is kasha. So here it says, that's kano mister shloshes tefachim, v'shal tamarim, if it's a smaller scale that used for wool, or v'shal zagonim, glass, then it's a little smaller. Tului ba'av shnei tefachim, has to be off the ceiling 2 tefachim, v'gvayim la'ar shnei tefachim, off the ground 2 tefachim, v'kano mister shlotes tefachim, and the kano misna is 9 tefachim. Again, Rashbam learns will be divided by 3, 3, 3, and according to the Rebbeinu Gershom, it's 9 tefachim wide, and each string is 9 tefachim. V'shal chem v'ni, v'shal ba'al bayis, which is even smaller, you sell smaller stuff. Tlui ba'av tefach, it's enough if it's hanging from the ceiling, 1 tefach, going to aras tefach, and off the ground 1 tefach. V'kano mister shlosh, shish tefachim, it's not to be 6 tefachim. V'shal tortini is, so people sell gold, silver, jewelry. So tlui ba'av shloshes etzbayis, can be off the ceiling 3 etzbayis, going to aras shloshes etzbayis, off the ground 3 etzbayis. V'kano mister shlosh, any day. I don't know exactly, the Braisa says, how long the kano mister have to be. We just said the last three scales were tsamarim, or the next one was chemveni, and the next one was for tortini. What are the first one? What's that for? V'hach kamaisa demai, Omar Rapapa digrumi. It's for people who sell big pieces of metal and copper and iron. That's what it's for, and therefore you need a bigger and a stronger type of scale. And Omar of Mani Bar Patish, on top of Ombez, on top of Pitas Ombez, Omar of Mani Bar Patish, Kederok Sharmalin Isurim, just like Legabe Isurim, which means the Isser to measure dishonestly, we say that these are the Shurim. Kach Armalin and Tumasan, also when it comes to Tumah, in order for something to be Kabbal Tumah, has to be a Keli. If it's a fraudulent Keli, then it won't be Tumah. So therefore, it has to have these measurements to be considered a good keli. My Kamash Waldemar asks, Tanina, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. Chut Mazdaim Shachem Nishav Balabatim Tefach. The Chut Mazdaim has to be a Tefach. Has to hang off the ceiling a Tefach. Kono Mishnah, the Tefach. So you see, in first show, Mishnah in Kalim, that won't be Kabbal Tumas. Mar says, Kono Mishnah Shloh Tzrichele. It doesn't say in the Mishnah in Kalim what the shear of Kono and Mishnah. Kono is the horizontal pole, and the Mishnah is the strings that hold up the cups. It doesn't say they're the Shurim. Therefore, we need our braisa to teach us that, and Rav Mari Patish to say that the same thing Gabi Yisurim applies to Tumah regarding those Shurim as well. That if it's fraudulent type of scale, it will not be Makabal Tumah because it doesn't have a din of a Keli.